back on the program this morning. Joining me now, he's been very busy touring around with his show Bosom Buddies. Todd McKenney, good morning. What's happening in entertainment today? It's all about the royal baby, isn't it?
Well, I mean, everyone's going on about, what the new royal baby is going to be called, but I think I'm onto it because I did a bit of research and Prince William was at Westminster Abbey at a commemorative service for Anzac Day, and he spoke to Alexander Downer at that function and was overheard with Alexander Downer saying, wouldn't it be good if you called him Alexander? And Prince William's reply was, funny you should say that.
Wow.
So that's my hot tip.
Okay.
Alexander.
Some inside info. Love it. What else is happening in entertainment?
Inside info. I know. Well, you know how they say diamonds are a girl's best friend?
They are,
but not in the case of Sarah Jessica Parker at the moment. So the Sex and the City star, we all know her from that. She's lovely.
My favourite.
Yeah, and loves a bit of bling. Well, she's being sued by this jewellery designer. Now, while I'm telling you this, I'm going to say allegedly at the end of every sentence because I don't want to end up in hot water.
You don't want to be sued either. No.
And neither do you.
No.
Allegedly, she's being sued by this jewellery designer called Kat Florence for not fulfilling her part of this $7.5 million endorsement deal to do with the designer's diamonds. So now, rep for SJP, we'll call Sarah Jessica Parker. Now, she's hit back saying that Kat Florence reneged on the deal and hasn't compensated Sarah Jessica Parker for fulfilling her contractual obligations. Now, this Kat lady opened up a store in London all on the back of Sarah Jessica Parker's involvement, and Sarah Jessica Parker allegedly didn't make herself available for the opening of the store. It's since closed. And then this representative for SJP is saying that Sarah Jessica Parker didn't fulfil her agreement, but she is saying that the lady added to the original contract after Sarah Jessica had signed it. Now, some of the things she's allegedly added, get this, she had to do 50 Instagram messages per year. She had to bring the designer to 4 high-profile events wearing the jewellery. She had to wear the jewellery at 24 events throughout the year. She had to wear the jewellery at all award shows throughout the year. And she had to wear one piece on all magazine shoots and to do 12 interviews about the diamonds. So, I don't know how the other half lives,
Gosh, it's a bit over the top, though, isn't it?
It's a little bit over the top. So, look, the claws are out. And so I think we should stay tuned on that one.
Looking forward to seeing the outcome of that.
Well, I'm doing a lot of work with Studio 10.
I do
a morning show on Studio 10, which I absolutely love. And now Ida Butcher, as we all know, has departed the show. A lot of people are saying it's because of her sort of rocky relationship, you might want to say, or friendship with Denise Drysdale, but they're all remaining sort of tight-lipped about that. But her replacement is going to be Denise Scott. You know comedian Denise Scott?
Oh, I do. She's lovely. She's very funny.
She's hilarious. So Denise Scott is doing every 2 weeks, and then Denise Drysdale is doing the alternate 2 weeks.
What a hoot.
The producers don't have to change the name on the dressing room door. They just go to Denise's room.
Good stuff.
Yeah, but I love Studio 10. I love all the morning shows, but Studio 10 is my favourite because you get all of these different points of view. I love being involved with it, and they give you time on each topic. And so, if you're stuck on Channel 7 and Channel 9, guys, give Channel 10 a go because it's doing really well and it's really entertaining. And I'm on it.
And that's the most reason to watch it, Todd. But I've watched it quite a few times. It's actually really good. They're quite entertaining.
Yeah, it really is. And so Nancy and I are still doing our Bosom Buddies show. That's on the run. We've become a smash hit, which I'm so thrilled about.
Oh, well done. Congratulations.
Doing regional Victoria. That's the next part of this tour. We go for about another 5 weeks.
Thanks for your time today, Todd. And he's very, very busy. If you'd like to find out where his Bosom Buddies shows is playing, head online to toddmckenney.com.au. He'll be back next week, same time, 13 to 9.